Hello. Hi. Welcome to the Spark It Up podcast. Your host here, Jacqueline Nguyen. I want to talk today. Well, I just want to share something. It might be personal, but I have a feeling that somebody can relate to this. And I was just sharing this with a friend, and I was thinking maybe more people should, or not should, but somebody might be looking for this kind of information, so I'm putting it out there. Also, I love documenting my process, my journey, and all of that stuff. My journey to just my fullest self-expression and conquering all of my doubts, fears, limiting beliefs. We're evolving here, right? So there's always a layer. Anyway, back to the subject. What has been happening is I have been. I've always been intuitive, but more and more as I grow older and as I become a mom, being a mother is intuitive in its own as well. And growing up in an Asian household, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to beat to our own drum. If that makes sense. Anyway, so I have been seeing something lately and it's dawned on me. And the universe gives us what we need. And so I keep asking for guidance. I keep asking for, more clarity. And so here it is. I have just been following my gut instincts. I'm a manifesting generator, and for those of you who don't know human design, manifesting generators basically are people who you see that do a lot of things, that love to play with a lot of stuff, but they can be really quick with learning. And they just like follow their own beat to their own drum. So anyway, speaking of drumming, I was scrolling just a few weeks ago. I was scrolling on IG and there was an ad about drum and song masterclass. I'm like, hell yeah. Didn't know what kind of drums, didn't know if it was the hand pan, things like that, or any type of drum. It just said frame drumming and song. I'm like, hell yeah. So, I mean, this last year I started doing vocal coaching as well. So a lot of things, right? There's some I'm getting back to my inner child. My inner child always wanted to be Britney Spears. I wanted to be a pop star. That's, what they ask when you're doing inner child work is like, what did you like to do as a child? Like, what did you do on your free time? How did you play? For me, I played by recording my voice with a little Tiger Beat voice recorder thing. I like to sing and dance. I like being loud. I like performing. That's what I loved to do when I was a child. And so I'm going back to that, tapping back into that, healing certain aspects of that. But what I didn't know that was going to happen was that I picked up the frame drum. And there's a lot of things. Normally, this is what happens to me. If my body says a full yes to something, I don't logically have to have an explanation of why this is good for me, why this is bad, or I don't judge it. I just trust in my body and my gut, and I just go with it. And so I bought my frame drum on Amazon. It came through. We had the master class. I have been practicing, not knowing what I was doing, but at the same time, like researching, doing all that stuff, like just being super obsessed with it. And I'm so glad because, I've learned a lot of benefits to frame drumming. And this is not to just have you guys start frame drumming. This is one of the maybe three or four things that has been happening that goes to the collective what's actually what it's healing, right? So one is frame drumming. Frame drumming is basically helps you honor your feminine wisdom. It's because, our first sound as babies are our mother's heartbeat. We can, even before seeing, we can hear and feel the vibration of our mother's heartbeat inside the womb. Also, doing womb space, healing and things like that. So I picked up the drum. I've always wanted to drum as a kid. I've always like, you know, I'm one of those people who like slaps my thighs on a beat. Like I'm always just one of those moving beings. I just thought because I was hyper, I needed to bring my energy somewhere. But no, it's because there's a beat in me that I wanted to express. And so, anyway, that's one of the things. Okay, so clue one, frame drum, picked it up, realized that it's a heartbeat and feminine and wisdom, getting us grounded, right? I'm like, wow. If you know me, if you've worked with me before, I'm all about grounding. Grounding to Mother Earth, grounding inside our bodies. That's why I'm a personal trainer, yoga teacher, embodiment coach. I do somatic stuff. That is a big part of who I am. So, frame drum. Okay, clue one. Clue two is doing these webinars that like sparked my interest, right? There's this company called the Embody Lab, and it's where practitioners, doctors, therapists go to continue education on somatics, the body, embodiment, healing trauma, things like that. And that was this past Sunday. And one of the doctors that was presenting at the time, she was talking about pons. And pons is like an area, you know, when we're in utero, we're inside our mom's belly. Pons is like a certain, like up to 6 months, I think. It's when you have tummy time. And so she had us lay on the floor with our bellies on the floor doing our own tummy time. And she went through like some babies don't ever use their legs. Some babies just try to crawl their way with their arms, you know? And then she tells us the correct way of doing it. Not really correct or wrong. Like if there's a bad or good, I'm not trying to enforce that, but like, you know, babies who reach for with their arms first kind of just like are tend to be those people that say like, oh, I have to work hard at this, like I have to do this, like they are the one who are hyper independent and things like that. They forget that they could use their legs. And so when she had us get on the floor and actually practice that with our own bodies and, you know, knowing that the power comes from our toes and our feet, and then our gaze is up, our hands are just reaching out, not really having any pressure, but discovering, exploring. Wow, immediately I felt my nervous system just regulate itself. I felt inner calm, inner peace, that sense of groundedness, like in a deeper level. So I'm like, okay. And then she had us do the embryo one, like us exercise for the embryo one. And that is when you can hold your thumbs with the rest of your four fingers, both of them. You kind of make fists, but you're hanging onto your thumbs. And it's not like any pressure or force, but it's just like you holding your thumbs and then you crossing your arms so that your chin is nuzzled. Just so basically, as if you are back into your mom's womb or you're in the womb space again. So you tuck your chin, you cross one arm on top of the other, and you just breathe there. You settle in there. And a few breaths go by, and then you cross the other arm on top of the other one and see what's there. And one thing that I realized with like these 900 people that was on the call was that everyone had different experiences, and it's not good or bad, right or wrong. It's just that's their experience. Some people felt super uncomfortable, so they stopped. Some people felt calm, peaceful. For me, my personal experience, I felt, well, it's also because I know this, I felt unworthy. Like the sensation of like I'm not good enough, I'm unworthy. And I know that coming from, and here's my personal story about that. I also apologize if I'm talking too fast. I just have a zest this morning and I'll explain later. So personal story. When I was in my mother's womb, my mom was just moving in with my dad. Well, they got married. They lived with, you know, a relative, and then finally they found their own house while she was pregnant with me. And so, you know, she's packing. They're both packing. They move into their new home with the baby on the way, me, newly, you know, newlyweds. And yeah. And then so basically, she found, unpacking, she found a photo album. And it was of my dad and a little girl and this other lady. So she basically found out that she had another family the entire time. She married a man who was lying to her. And she married into a family that all lied to her. And so I felt in her, in the womb, in her body, I felt that hurt for her. Right? But as my own entity, like as my own space, my own thing, I'm like, oh, I'm not good enough. And so I've done a lot of meditations and stuff to realize the story that I've been hanging on to. And this is why it's always, you know, something for me to acknowledge and be aware of, that that's what happened, and where the sensation of me not being good enough, me saying sorry to my mom, you know, thinking that, you know, whether or not you guys believe in that I had those emotions as an embryo, like as a fetus, does not matter, right? And when you go into therapy and things like that, they, you see, like, there's no logical explanation about emotions and energy and feeling. Regardless what happens, what happened to me and my mom was nobody's fault, right? And so, like, she has her own healing thing about that. I have my own healing thing about that. But I know, and I'm responsible for my own energy. And if that, this is what we talk about, intergenerational trauma. Like, trauma happens. Everyone has trauma. Everyone has their own version of this type of story. This is mine. So this is why I'm sharing it, too, is that, like, if you have your version of this, you know, I'm not trying to share it so that you can pity me, or that, you know, we can, like, both be in a pity party together. Like, no, like, you can have empowerment over this, right? So, and I'm empowered over it. That is just what happened. And so anyway, I went into that embryo exercise with the doctor on the Zoom call with 900 other people, therapists, practitioners and things. And I felt that sensation, like my body went back to that memory of me being in the womb and feeling my my mom's energy of feeling shame, guilt, remorse, you know, all these things, right? And if you know anything about my family, she still stayed with him, you know, they worked it out. I have two other brothers, you know, after me. But I felt that pain for her, and I still carry it to this day, but, you know, not really, right? Like, I've healed it. And so anyway, but, you know, this weekend feeling that embryo thing and feeling it again, I feel like I actually did heal it, right? So anyway, sorry, Mom, if you're listening to this and I'm, like, oversharing, but I know that a lot of people go through some sort of thing with this, so you're not alone. And so, yeah, so clue two is, okay, embryo and my pons, right? Like, tummy time, redoing tummy time. And then the last thing, so I'm talking to somebody special, and I sent him this thing as a joke, but not really, right? We're doing a long distance thing, but anyway, it's called a hug sleep. And if you, I don't know if you've heard of this, but this is also went on my Instagram ads, just showed up on my Instagram page, and I just felt called to share it with him. And I shared it with him, and I'm like, it's basically a swaddle for adults, right? So it's for people who can't sleep, have PTSD, people who have anxiety that needs that a hug. Right. And the last time I had something traumatic happened, I was just crying for a hug from someone. And so, anyway, I sent that to him, and just as a joke, you know, I didn't know he's going to order, and he ordered it, and I tried it out last night, and you guys, I had the best sleep in my whole life. I felt so loved, you know, I just, I felt so loved. I don't know what it is. I slept like a baby. So, anyway, the whole point of this podcast is to share that I'm in this healing part of my journey this week. Every week is something different, right? And that's what makes life fun for me. This week is about going back to the womb, the development, the neurodevelopment of my brain, of my body, of my life, back when I was in utero, back when I was, up to 6 months old, basically, or up until I'm like in a swaddle, And so it has been so astonishing, so amazing to feel the love and the self-regulation that comes from coming back, going back to those things and doing those bodily movements, Who the very general population just knows, like, you're supposed to work out and exercise every day. And even then, we have so much resistance against that, right? We have so much resistance against a lot of things. And so, anyway, I just want to share this with you in case you wanted to check in with your inner child or inner baby. I guess I'm doing inner baby stuff. But yeah, I have a pip to my step. I feel so regulated. I feel so blessed. I feel so grateful. I feel so at peace. And there's no shame in sharing my story. There's no lack of confidence, which have always dealt with some version of it, right? That was my thing. That is my thing to work on. We're all works in progress. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. So, backtrack. I let the universe, spiritual guidance, guide me. And I just trusted my body and my gut to tell me, like, what excites me? What is something I'm curious about? And this is what happens, right? I was curious about the frame drum and song. I showed up to the master class. I saw other women, like 200, 300 other women there with me. So along this journey too, like, I'm realizing that I'm not alone. Even though my day-to-day, going with my clients, being with my clients, being with my family, being with the friends that I know, I am really glad that I still explore and allow myself to be curious and feed my inner child, feed my inner baby, and heal those parts of me so that I could be of better service to my clients, my family, my daughter, my friends. It's just so amazing. So amazing. And I never knew that I would, something that was another thing that just showed up on my phone, the Embody Lab. I'm like, ooh, I'm all for embodiment this lately. Okay. So then they're like, oh, we're going to start with a meditation. Like, okay. So I slept in on that and I'm like, oh, I'm still going to show up anyways, like a full day thing. It's a summit, a free summit. And so I showed up and then lo and behold, the lady who was talking, the doctor that was talking about attachment and neurodevelopment, like had us do those exercises and I did them. And it's just like, it was just for a minute or two. Each one. And it's still lasting right now. Today's Tuesday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And now I'm sharing it with you so that you know that your mood, your trajectory of your life, if you're struggling right now, if you have a hard time being with yourself, like just step into curiosity. Step into curiosity like I did, and maybe you'll figure, not even figure, it's not about figuring things out. It's maybe you'll experience yourself newly. And you'll get all these ahas and these insights that could help somebody else. So, I dare you. I dare you. to follow your curiosity and just show up, you know? You'll learn something about yourself regardless. And isn't this what it's all about? We have relationships so that we can learn something about ourselves. Not only that, but so that we can love, right? So we can be in the space of love, be grounded in love, emulate our love, our gifts to the people around us, to the world, because there's somebody that is waiting to meet you. So anyway, this has been a long one, but I hope you find this enjoyable. It was really fun for me to share. It's always fun for me to share things like this. And I'm also going to share a fear and a doubt that I have been dealing with lately. And that is that little voice inside me, that little doubt. And I know it's not the truth, but I have this little doubt and fear that says that I talk too much or I share too much and whatever I share never makes sense. But, you know, I am not available for that thought anymore. And I'm available for the thought of believing that what I have to say is important for somebody out there. And if you're that somebody, please let me know. Please let me know. That would be so awesome. And if it doesn't make sense, then I'm in practice. You know, I'm in practice because I know that it is my gift to share my voice, to speak out loud, because I know that I was born not wanting to share my voice or speak, not thinking I was good enough and all those things. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I hope you know you're loved. You are. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.